Let's go back to the beginning again here in the Hakdamah to Perush Mishnayos. Da, ki kol mitzvah shenasan Hashem l'Moshe Rabbeinu lo nitna lo elam perusha. The Torah Shebichsav was accompanied by a Torah Shebalpeh. Vaya Hashem omer lo es hanusach, the Torah Shebichsav, v'shuv omer lo es perusho u'midrasho. What are those two words, perusho u'midrasho? I'm not sure, but maybe what it means is the following. But let's take the example of the pasuk of Mitzvah Lulav. V'lkatu l'mukham b'yom ha'rishon, pri etzodo kapas tmarim, anaf etzovos v'arvei nochal. So there's perusho, simply, when the Torah says kapas tmarim, what min does that denote? So the perush, again, is that it refers to a lulav and esrog v'chulav. Then the question is, how many lulavim is one supposed to take? So that already is a midrash on the fact that it's written chaser rather than mole, and maybe some dinim are simply what the words themselves on a level of pshuto shel mikra mean. That a sukkah provides tzel is pshuto, is the perish, is the pshuto. That chveis, how many tfanos you have in a sukkah, is not the semantics of the word. It's not the pshuto shel mikra. Is the midrash. Maybe that's what it means. I'm not sure. I mean, either way, it's certainly the case that both of these types of things are included in what the Rambam is speaking about, and maybe that's what the two words here reflect. B'chol ma shekol el oso hanusach ha-muskal b'hoya seder l'muda l'Yisrael kefi she'omer lecha. So this is a braisa in Masach HaZeirivin kayudu on daf nun dalet. B'hoya bo l'ohalo b'nechnas elav t'chila aharon b'hoya magilo hanusach she'nimsa lo the Torah Shebichsav, Pa'am Achas, Umalamdo Perushim, Torah Shebalpeh. Again, here, the Rambam, you know, New York can mean New York City, can mean New York State, you know, there are words, there are terms that can be used in a more narrow sense or in a broader sense. So here, L'chore, when the Rambam says Perusho, he means it in a broader sense, including Perusho, Midrasho, etc., but rather than repeating all those phrases time after time, so New York City, New York State. So sometimes perush is more encompassing, and sometimes it's more narrowly focused. Umistalik Aaron, again, we generally translate, you know, mistalik to go away. So it does mean that here, but it doesn't mean he goes away entirely. It means he goes away from where he was sitting in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, that initially, the first time. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is here, so Aaron is over there in front of him. After having heard the shir once, and then Mistalik Aaron, he moves away from that sort of Talmud position in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of the Rebbe, uponeli yemin Moshe Rabbeinu, and he repositions himself to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu, mechlos machagach halazav yisom obonav. Umagid lahem Moshe gamken kifi shehigil liaharim. Again, this is the Rambam reflecting the Braisa in Erevin, and you know, some of the comments that we'll make is lav davka the Rambam, but on the Braisa itself. So apparently the Rambam is describing how Moshe Rabbeinu taught after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? When after Nadav and Avihu died, because there's no mention of Nadav Avihu here. So the question is, what happened from Yom HaKippurim or Machras Yom HaKippurim? Right? So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu, the 340-day periods extended from Shavuos till Yom HaKippurim. From Shavuos till Shavuos HaBetamuz, and then till Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then Elul through Yom Kippur. So the 3 40-day periods extend from Matan Torah, from Shavuos, until Yom Kippur. And then Vayihi Mimachos in Parshas Yisrael, as Rashi explains, is Mimachos Yom Kippur. So at that point, none of the Nevi'im were alive, right? None of the Nevi'im died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on Vayihi Vayom HaShmini, of the Chanukah, of Miluim for the Mishkan. So I don't know. I don't know what happened during that half year, and I don't know. It would seem to be a dochak that Nadav and Avihu were excluded. That this Seder Halimut already was in effect beginning Yud Aleph Tishrei, but for some reason Nadav and Avihu were not singled out the way Allah's in his summer were. So I don't know. I know what the pshat is here. Umagid lahem Moshe gam ken kvishi higil Aaron. Moshe ben said the same shir. Obviously, right? So the question is, that does the Rambam perhaps mean? I mean, he told Aaron everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no more, no less. So, I mean, obviously, he's going to do this. Well, no, maybe what it means is, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, when, as the Brisa that the Rambam is quoting, is presenting, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the shiur 4 times. Maybe it means that he gave the shiur verbatim the same way 4 times. That it wasn't only that the tochen was obviously the same, but Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the shiur actually verbatim. Maybe that's what this line means. Umagid lahem Moshe gam ken kifi shehigad li'arim. I mean, part of the significance of that would be, Chazal say that Chai Vodim Lomad B'Loshan Rabbah. That when possible, so the Talmud is supposed to not only transmit, again, the gist, the content of what the Rebbe said, but he's supposed to actually quote the Rebbe verbatim. Ad kedei kach that the Gemara says that even in terms of the pronunciation. The Velt likes to. Chaim had a Havana in the Shitas HaRavid by Balchov Konamashkam. Sugin Balmetzi and Shulas and Balchov Konamashkam. So the question is, what level of Achrayas, if a Balchov, a Malva, has a security, a pledge for a Chov, so what level of Achrayas does the Balchov have for Zichayev and Pshia, like Hashem Lachinam, Zichayev and Gnei Vavein, like Hashem Asaf, Zichayev even an Onsen, like a Shoal would be. So Shitas Rashi and the Ravid is that it's Chayev and Onsen. So Reb Chaim has a famous Hasbro for that, and the way Reb Chaim used to say it is, in the Mashkin, lick the Chov. The Hainu, that when the Balchov is given a mashkon, so it's not only the pshat that, just balabantish, that it functions as security. Well, if you won't pay me back the $500 you owe me, so I have your gold watch, and I'll go pawn it, and I'll get the $500 that way. It's not just sort of a balabantish security, but what it means is that the Balchov has a kinyan domim, that $500 worth of value of the gold watch belonged to him, And in that sense, the chov is now, instead of just sort of being, you know, this abstract debt, has been translated into a kinyan domim in the mashkan. That's what the Chaim meant when he said, in the mashkan, lik the chov. Lik means it inheres. Literally, it rests. It rests. It's contained within the chov is contained within the mashkan. So Mamela, when the Baal Chov, doesn't matter how or by hook or crook, if he loses the mashkan, he lost the chov. And that's the basis for the Shita Saraivin is Chaim ben Onsen. So the Velt says that when Rebbe used to give shir on the sugya of Baal Chov, Kona Mashkan, so he used to say these words. He was always makbet to say, in the mashkan lik the chov. He didn't just quote the tochen of what Reb Chaim said, but he quoted Reb Chaim's actual words. Okay. Anyway, maybe that's what this. Maybe that's what this line means. Again, they go away from being in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. In terms of what this line means. It was open, right? Open, no pre-registration required. No pizza swift either, but no pre-registration required. Umagid gam lahem kedei sheyishmu kulam mimenu, so that everyone had an opportunity to hear directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Benimtsa ki Aharon shama also haloshon arba pa'amim mimoshe ubanav shamu mimenu shalosh pa'amim v'azkenim shtei pa'amim v'sha'am pa'amachas mistalik Moshe mehem v'choz Aharon umagid also haloshon shalamat asher shema'o mimoshe arba pa'amim kefisha amanu v'chol hanimtsam umistalik amaron. Right? This supports the pshat we said before, right? Also haloshan atzma, that the shir is being repeated actually verbatim. Umagidim also haloshan atzma shesham uhu arba pa'amim kemoshe be'ano l'chol hanimtzam mistakun gam kemil olamid v'nimtza kishim zken sham also haloshan arba pa'amim gam ken shtei fa'amim mimoshe pa'am y'ahve pa'am y'alozo v'yisama v'chozim gam shivim zken v'chakach magidim also haloshan l'hamon ha'am pa'am achas nimtza sha'am shamu also haloshan gam ken arba pa'amim pa'am mimoshe v'shniya m'ahve v'shlishas m'ibana v'viyas m'shivim zkenim. Okay. In general, whether it's this aspect of the Masorah, how Moshe Rabbeinu taught and transmitted, or whether it's, say, the generations of the Masorah that the Rambam traces in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rav Ashi, until Chasimus HaTalmud, sort of, how would one classify these ideas? They're important, they're history, but not Stam history, but important historical ideas to be mechazek, to sustain our emuna in Shalshalas HaMasorah. So, I don't know, intuitively, one senses that, of course, it's that, but it's more than that also. That there's a Kiyum Talmud, if a person will I don't know, a person will make a Birkas HaTorah, and his plan is he's going to spend the entire day just memorizing the Shalshalas HaMasorah from Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai down to Rashi. That's all he's going to learn from the time he wakes up till the time he goes to sleep tonight. And he's not saying the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim, he's not saying Yehi L'dvarim. After Birkas HaTorah, that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. So will that justify the Birkas HaTorah? So if a person is going to go on an archaeological dig, and Zol Zayin that he knows, he's going to find Noach's table. So that's very nice. That's very good. And undoubtedly there are people whom that will be mechazek. The mechazek their emuna in Torah min Hashemayim, and it's a productive use of time. But it wouldn't justify his Birkas HaTorah, right? Well, I say he's engaged in an archaeological dig. And so too, right? The history, the study of history, as no, even if it's vital, it wouldn't justify Birkas HaTorah. And yet, right? Intuitively, it's clear that the Shalshalas HaMasorah, whether it's this description of HaMoshe Ben Utad, whether it's the Shalshalas HaMasorah, Moshe, Yeshua, V'chulu, that it is Talmud Torah. But in what sense is it Talmud Torah? I don't know, but I was wondering as follows. This is where this is intended as a dimyon. It's a zechel davar. It's not a vayel davar, obviously. But if you take a look in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph, Aleph Yud Aleph. So the Rambam is quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin that Al Tekrei V'Shinantam Ella V'Shilashtam, that a person is supposed to divide his Talmud Torah time into three parts, because there are three different areas of Torah. There's Mikra, the Mishnah, and Talmud, or in the Rambam's phraseology, there's Torah Shavasad, there's Torah Shavalpeh. Torah Shavalpeh for the Rambam basically means Halacha. And then there's Talmud. And then the Rambam sort of defines what each of these is. So in Halachas Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. But in Halachas Yud Aleph, so the Rambam is as follows. Chayiv l'shalish zman l'midasa. Shlish b'tar shavosav. Shlish b'tar shavalpeh. Ushlish Yovin v'yaskel achuz dava merishiso v'yotzi dava midava v'yidame dava ladava v'yodin b'midah shatanim dreshes b'hein ad sheyeda heichu ika hamidos v'hech yotzi ho'osa v'amut v'chayotze b'hem midvarim shalomen m'pi ha'shmua v'inyan zeh hu anikra Talmud. So the Rambam defines Gemara, Talmud, as basically building the bridge between Torah Shavuksav and Torah Shaval Peh. Again, to illustrate, so we saw last week, maybe we'll get to it again this morning, that the Rambam illustrates with Hilchos Sukkah. So one of the dinim mipi hashmua, one of the perushim that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us when he came down from Har Sinai, is that tzchach has to be from gidulei karka. Now, where that can, how the Pasuk says that, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, that's not included in the Shmua, in the Torah Shebal Peh. He told us, you know, when you learn Pshat in the Pesukim correctly, so you'll find that Tzchach has to be Gidulei Karka. You'll also find that it should be Adav Hashem Mekabel Tumah, V'chulu. So we have Torah Shebachsav, which Basukos Teish V'Shevas Yomim. Chag HaSukos Tasa L'cha Shevas Yomim Ba'osbucho Migonecho U'miyikvecho. We have Torah Shebachsav. We have Torah Shebalpeh, which tell us that the Tzchach has to be Gidulei Karka, Adav Hashem Mekabel Tumah. That the holchei drachim cholim p'turim mi sukkah. Now, and what's more, Moshe Rabbeinu said, without telling us how or where, you know, all this is in the psukim I'm telling you. All this is compressed, contained within these psukim of Chagasukos Tasalacha, of Basukos Teshvu, Shivas Yamim. What Gemara does is Gemara bridges the Torah Shebal Seh and Torah Shebal Peh. How is the Torah Shebal Peh all compressed or contained? So basically, it's part of Talmud to know what the source of the Torah Shebal Peh is. Again, not source. Again, on one level, the answer to that is because Moshe Rabbeinu told it, Mehar Sinai. Meaning what the, but in this case it means what the source is in terms of how this is contained, compressed within the Torah Shebichsav. Okay, good. So here's again, this is with a dimyon. Okay, so you need to we're not thinking literally. Maybe the pshat is that even in terms of the etzem Torah Shebal Peh, again, the halachas, that it's also the same way to Kiyum Talmud Torah to know where the din of Gidulei Karka is expressed in the Torah Shebal Seh. Maybe it's also a Kiyum Talmud Torah to know how that Shmua, how that Torah Shebal Peh, which is recorded, which is eternalized in Shas, how that Masorah reached us. Maybe that's also part of knowing the Makor Hadinim. And maybe sort of that's the way that Shalshalas HaMasorah is not only vital historical knowledge, but it's also Talmud Torah. To know the Rambam's 40 generations until Chasimus HaTalmud is not only vital historical knowledge, which it certainly is, but also a mitzvah Talmud Torah. I know it. B'nechlokim, continuing here in the Rambam. Rashi ha'am ben kol Yisrael l'lamed v'lidrosh ad sheyilmudu oso haloshon v'yedu es kriyaso v'melamdem oso gamkein esperish oso haloshon hanoson me'ez Hashem. V'osa ha'perish hu klole inyonim v'yukosun es haloshon, meaning they would write down Basukos Teshu Shavas Yamim Chag Asukos Tas Elucha U'mishalanen Alpeh Sagabol, but the Torah Shebal Peh remained oral. V'chachomim chachomim aleim Hashalom Torah Shebal Sa V'Torah Shebal Peh V'omru aleim Hashalom B'Braisa V'yedah B'Hashem Al Moshe B'Har Sinai. Talmud Lomer B'Har Sinai V'alo Kol HaTorah Kula Nemer M'Sinai El Lomer L'cha Mashmita Nemer Kol HaLoseh P'toseh V'Dikdu Kem M'Sinai. Because we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu received a tzivoy on Shemitah and any other occasion. So clearly, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu presents from Shemitah is what was given them at Har Sinai. Av kol ha-mitzvos, ne'amu kol ha-senu patosem v'dikdukehen mi-Sinai. Here comes the example that Rambam gives, we saw last time as well, v'omer l'cha Moshe, an illustration. Hine omer lo Hashem basukos teshu shavos yamim. V'chein udir yisala sh'asuka hazor schov al azchom lo an akevos, v'ein chayavim b'cholim v'lo chedrochim. Again, but without specifying how all this emerges from the posuk. That wasn't part of the Masorah. That's why that's part of Talmud. ושליח שכר חל בדבר שגידילו מן הארץ, והם סחן עושה לו בצמר, לו במשב, לו בכלם, אפילו מן הגודל בארץ, כגון המאכל צלעוס, והבגודל מוד שמקבל תומר, ושיהיו האכילם והשיע והשינם בו במשך כל שבע סיומים, ושליח בחלו לפחס משבע טפחם, אורח על שבע טפחם מאוחד, וליה בגוב ופחם שעשר טפחם. וכאשר בו שליח השם עולה ושלום, ניתנה לו המצווה זו ופירושה, וכמו כן, שש מאות ושלוש עשרה המצוות הינו פירושיהן, נוסח המצוות נכתב במגילוס והפירוש על פה. So what this illustration also illustrates something additional. The Rambam doesn't mention like one very basic halacha in Hilchos Sukkah is Tasa V'Lom and Osli. Right, Tasa V'Lom and Osli means that there are different examples of it, but one example of Tasman Aloman also is, let's say you have a goddish, right? You have a haystack, and the haystack is at least 10 tefachim high, and let's make it more than 7 tefachim square in terms of its area. And then what the person does is he hollows out the goddish, the haystack. He hollows it out. So that when he finishes hollowing it out, so he has schach on top, which is at least 10 tefachim above the ground, and he has an area of 7 by 7. But he never put the schach there, right? It's just that he hollowed out underneath, so by default, you're left with schach. So that's possible. Mishum tasev lo min osu. There are many other tzirim also of tasev lo min osu. Chagasukos tasev cha is tasev lo min osu. So the Rambam. Ram doesn't mention that then. Me'idach gisa, like he doesn't say etc. either, right? He doesn't give us any indication that I'm just giving you a few examples, but I really mean all of Hilchos Sukkah. So the Pasha says that, and we'll see this, I mean, here it's sort of an inference, but a little bit later, I think we will get to it in the session shortly. I think we'll see it, again, we'll see it explicitly. The Rambam's conception of Torah Shebal Peh, the fact that every mitzvah which was given by Perusha Nitnu, doesn't mean that there wasn't development in Torah Shebal Peh. The Pashtus is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not teach the din of Tasav Almanos. And whenever the Chachmei HaMasora recognized that drasha, so then that din became binding. And that, so what's the demarcation line between, what's the demarcation line between all the dinim of Hilchos Sukkah that Moshe Rabbeinu did teach, and for instance, a din such as Tasav Olman also, which he didn't teach. So, there's a clear difference, right? All the examples that the Rambam gives are sort of so just elementary in terms of the definitional, like what is a sukkah, right? What Ram also doesn't mention, right? He doesn't mention how many defanos you have either, right? That's also not mentioned here in the list of dinim. So the dinim that you have here are sort of definitional in the sense that the Torah says basukos teish v'shivas yamim. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. So as Rashi and on the first mission in sukkah, that Hashem haschach, it's kori sukkah, that schach means something which is kori sukkah shalom, right? Is a canopy. That the ikur of the sukkah is the schach. So in terms of most elementary definitions, without which the mitzvah has no pshat, so all of those dinim were told. Tasav Omen also is sort of it's a chiddush, right? It's a specialized din. it's a chiddush. You know what a sukkah is. Okay, Tassel Omanosli is a psul, but you basically, you know what a sukkah is, even if you don't know the din of Tassel Omanosli. If you don't know the din of what material is used for the schach, what the area of a sukkah is, so you don't know what a sukkah is. And if you don't know who's supposed to sit in the sukkah, so again, you don't have the aleph beis of mitzvah sukkah. Masha and Cain, hayos the tfanos, again, they're not the ikah sukkah. The ikah sukkah is the schach. Yos Tassavom and also, again, it's a chiddush in not in what a sukkah is, but how you're supposed to build a sukkah. That type of din is that didn't have to be known on day one. The mitzvahs had to have bosa v'gidim. They had to have a tzura from day one. But not necessarily that every prat had to be known. It's an important distinction. Let's go on a little bit. Well, the self avoim shana, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Hikilam Olav Hashalom. Again, this is a pasuk in Devarim. Vayihi ba'ashrei asa chodesh ba'echad lachodesh, right? Hekilam olav hashalom ba'amal lahem. Hinei kar av yom nosi. Ba'al kein, kol mi sheshama mimeni halacha al peh ushkacha, yavo unavare osolo. Umin shenestapek lo eze nidon, yavo unavare nolo. Oma akosuv, hol Moshe beir satora hazos lemur, l'chach omu chachamim b'sifrei, כל ששוכח הלוכה, אחז יובה וישנה, וכל שיש לו לפרש, יובה ויפרש. וביררו על פיו ההלוכה שבעל פה, ולמדו הפירושים במשך עושו הזמן, שמראש חודש שבט עד שבע ועודר, ולפני מוסר פונה לכתוב, וכוסף שלושה עושה ספר תורה, גבילים כולם, מבייז ברשס עד למד אוב ישראל, לעיני כל ישראל, ונוסדן ספר לחושב ולסנג על פיו, והשלושה עשר נסענו ללווים, ואמר להם לקוח הספר התורה הזה, הם פרלן לאורון, ושמתם עושו בניצר אורון ברס השם. And the Rambam makes a point of, right, it is a machlokas in the first parak of Bava Basra about the last eight psukim in Chumash, from Vayomas Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, whether Yehoshua ben Nun had to have written those, because how could Moshe Rabbeinu be right by Yom HaShem Moshe? It's not true. When Moshe Rabbeinu is writing it, it's not true. So one Tana thinks that Yeshua wrote it, and the other said, no, all of Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them Bedema, whatever that means. So the Rambam makes a point, even though L'chora, that there doesn't seem to be any nafka mina ladina, between, again, it just seems to be a historical question, but the Rambam sort of goes out of his way. I mean, he could have said, because of Shoshasa Sifrei Torah. It seems like he's going out of his way to say, no. The Tana who says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it is right. And similarly, you find the same thing in Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Tefillah, where is it? One second. In Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav. Again, this is also from the one that same sugya in Bava Basra. Shmona Psukim Shebesof HaTorah, Mutar likros osim bebeis haknesses bepachas me'asara. Right, the Gemara is a lashon. It's a whole big machlokes to show them what the lashon means. That the last eight psukim in Chumash yachid korei osim. So according to the Rambam, what it means is you don't have to have a minyan. Ordinarily, the Mishnah in Megillah says that the listing all those things which require asara is in korin matorah. But shmona psukim shebesof haTorah, the last eight psukim, you don't have to have a minyan. Afal bisha kol Torah. Now, the reason you don't need a minyan is not because it's any less Torah. And what's more, umipi Moshe mipi agvurahin. Cholilu mashman shein acha misas Moshe harei nishtanu. They stand out from all other psukim in the sense that even though everything is from Moshe, again, making the point of saying that Moshe kasvan, right? So I don't know, the Rambam consistently wants us to know that no, that's the Mandohama whose opinion should be accepted, even though, again, practically, let's say this din of Yachid Koryosan is according to both opinions. Achagach ona lahar Okay, so vis-a-vis Asa was death, but vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu was just a transition in life. בכל מה שקיבל ממנו הוא או אחד הזקנים אין בו דין ודברים ולא נפלו במחלוקס. Right, so the Rambam says that the Perushim Mekubalim, which we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, there was never machlokes because Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us, we preserve the Masara, so there's no room for machlokes. Umashalosham umin anovi ala shalom. Meaning, for instance, let's say a din of Tasev Olam and Osloy or something. So there could be machlokas. Sometimes that was a universal consensus. However, v'yeshvam shenaflam b'machlokas ben shtei deos. So this is what we mentioned before, that the Rambam Beferish says that there was development in Torah Sheba'al Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the most basic, most elementary dinim, but the others, such as, for instance, Tasev Olam and Osli, how many Defanos, so that is something that Chveis, Reb Shimon, the Chachamim, that's something that the Chachmei HaMasora were supposed to further uncover through Midrash HaTorah and Rashi. But fine. But here, I just want to leave off with one kasha. Again, so what does the Rambam tell us? That Moshe Rabbeinu, the most basic, elementary, definitional elements of mitzvahs, those were all from Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, some of the specialized halachas, not definitional, right? There's, what material the schach is, who's chayiv in yeshiva sukkah is definitional. Tasav olam also is not definitional. And again, heyos that the sukkah is the schach, not the tfanos, the number of tfanos is not definitional either. Fine. Okay, so that's where the line is drawn. So, and what's more, the Rambam says that by the Perushim Mekubalim is lo nafla b'machlokas, because we we received and preserved the Masorah. That's the way the Rambam presents it in the Yud Gimel Ikorim as well. If you look in the Yisor HaShmini, so there too, the Rambam says, Ukemochein, we're reading from the Yisor HaShmini, the Hagdam to Parak Chelik, Ukemochein, Perusha HaMukubol, who gam came me pi agbura, Vezesha on osam hayom es ofen hasukko, havahalula, vahashofa, vahatzitzis, vahatvil, mizulosan, who also ha'ofen atzmo sh'am ha'ashem l'moshe, v'hu amal lanu. Okay, all that is good and clear. So here's the kasha, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of asking Rabbi Abo b'Kesari, Rabbi Abo an Amora, second generation of Amora. I mean, Rabbi Abo is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Abo was Mesakein b'Kesari that we should blow Tashra. Why? Because Sipukei Mesapkalei, whether the Truah of the Torah means Shvarim, Genuche Ganach, whether it means what we call Truah, Yilula Yalil, or whether it means both, Genuche Ganach Ve Yilula Yalil, what we call Shvarim Truah. Okay. So, very famously, the the Ran quotes of Hagom, and says, Sfuke Mesapkalei doesn't mean literally there was a suffix. We blow shofar every year. It's not, there's no room for this to be forgotten. What it means is that Min HaTorah, Trua, doesn't denote one specific call. Trua in the Torah can refer to a Shvarim. It can refer to what we call a Trua. It can refer to what we call Shvarim Trua. Heyos, that, and therefore all three permutations are kosher in the Torah. People who didn't realize that thought that there was such a basic dispute. So Rabbi Abo said, you know, that people shouldn't have the wrong impression. We need to have a uniform practice. And therefore, everyone should blow all three. Everyone should blow Tashrat, everyone should blow Tashat, everyone should blow Tarat. But it doesn't mean that there was a real song. That's what the Rishonim quote from Avagam. Now, we would expect that the Rambam would certainly endorse that Rambam, because l'chora, what a trua is, so there's a pasuk in Chumash, Yom Trua Yelacha. Yom Trua Yelacha, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua Yelacha. L'chora, what trua denotes, I mean, that's basic, that's definitional, like, you know, what materials do you use for schach? It's not less definitional than the fact that schach is from Gidul and Karka. And, l'chora, it's posha that Moshe Rabbeinu told us what trua means, and the Rambam says what Moshe Rabbeinu told us in terms of perushim mekubalim is lo nafal v'machlokas klal. So, l'chora, we're anticipating when we open the Rambam Hilchos Shofar, it's 100% clear that he's going to follow Rav Haggad. Okay, but life is exciting and full of surprises for Moshe. So when you open the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Shofar Halacha Beis, so lo and behold, the Rambam writes true Gimel Beis in Shofar and Basai, that true Azal Ha Amura Batorah. Nistapek lanu ba safek lefi orach hashanim v'rov hagolios ve'ein anu yodin heichi. And then the Rambam goes on to tell us what the boundaries of our safek are. So what's pshat in this? How does this one case integrate into the Rambam's whole approach? Now, it is true, but I don't know. Is there more to be said than this? Like, one's instinct is yes. It is true that the sheikh, that the shikha that the Rambam's describing is not complete. It's not that we forgot what a tshuva is. No idea what a tshuva is. No, we know that a tshuva is one of three things. It's either what we call shvarim, what we call tshuva, or what we call shvarim tshuva. So in that sense, you know, there isn't complete shikha. It's not as if we have no idea what constitutes a malach on Shabbos. No, it's not that we have no idea what a tshuva is, but instead of having the certitude that it means this, we know it means either A, B, or C. But is there more to be said here in terms of just how this integrates into the Rambam's whole framework? If you take a look in the Frankel here, so the Frankel has a marimokum to the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Lamed, whatever the Gemara of Rabbi Abba is, Lamed Dalet. But the Ritva says something, I don't know. Also challenging to understand, but whatever he says doesn't seem to be pshat in the Rambam. It seems to be his own understanding of what the suffix is and how the suffix arose. Okay, so I know that. Maybe we'll leave off with that question. Okay, Rav Asa, thank you very much. Good Shabbos.